The visas known as H-1Bs are a bone of contention between politicians and many American high-tech companies. But so far, efforts to convince Congress to raise the annual cap have failed. Milwaukee immigration attorney Jerry Greca works with several high-tech companies, helping them file petitions on behalf of foreign experts they want to hire, such as computer analysts, accountants, or medical doctors. He says there's a myth that these companies can just as easily hire experts who are U.S. citizens because
what company in their right mind would spend the thousands of dollars that are required on these petitions in order to go this route if they could find an American worker standing right next to them who wouldn't cost them a nickel?
Greca says the frustration for companies trying to fill specialized positions is that even after they spend the time and effort to recruit a foreign worker, they don't know if they'll be allowed a visa until after the annual lottery.
For instance, it's a French pharmaceutical situation. They went down the road of choosing that individual after, you know, a strict recruitment process or whatever they're doing. They can't even get that individual unless they get him into the lottery. That's how crazy this is.
Lottery results will be sent to visa applicants in June, and more companies will be getting the bad news about who they can't hire than companies who will be lucky enough to hire the experts they need. Several bills are pending in Washington aimed at changing this system, but none appear to be moving towards a vote anytime soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.